Welcome to the FaithBridge 2026 Lent Podcast. I'm Michael Rafferty, and I'm here with Anna Cowper-Smith. We're so glad you're joining us today. We're in our final week of the Walking with Jesus sermon series. It's been a blessing to partner with the Houston Church Planters Network in the Light Up the City initiative by prayer walking across our city throughout this Lenten season. As we approach Easter, we want you to make sure not to miss out on being a part of the prayer walks. Go to faithbridge.org/Lent to download the Holy Here app and track your walk. If you're looking for last week's sermon, you can find it just one episode back. Today, we'll be guiding you through a time of prayer, whether you're walking right now or preparing your heart for prayer.
Joining us today for our final episode is Roberto Martinez. He is our Care Programs Director and is going to begin by sharing a devotional that prepares our hearts for today's prayer walk. We'll be following the WALK, W-A-L-K, framework. Worship, ask, listen, know. Reminding us to be still and know that God is truly who He says He is. Roberto, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. This week, we are in Luke 19, 28 through 40. This part of the journey to the cross is known as the triumphal entrance. Here we see Jesus heading to Jerusalem with his disciples. As they arrive, he sends two of them ahead to bring back a colt from inside the village. Then the disciples take their cloaks off, put them on the colt so that he can sit on them. And then they continue to lay out their cloaks on the path in front of him as he enters the city. Jesus enters the city on a donkey. Traditionally, when a new king entered his city, he would ride an elephant or some grand animal, something so big that the people of the city would have to look up at him. But Jesus comes in on a donkey, and he is at eye level with the people. Then the Pharisees hear the disciples shouting and praising, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." The Pharisees were bothered by this and asked Jesus to rebuke them. Jesus answered, "If these were silent, the very stones would cry out. The only way this would be possible would be by kingdom power." My wife Erica and I led a student mission trip to London in 2023, doing street evangelism. The first day of my teaching was in Oxford Circus. This was a busy area with restaurants and shops everywhere and hundreds of people walking past the team. I have dealt with the serious fear of speaking in front of people, but I went up on the red box and I started sharing the gospel with people, staring at me like I was crazy, and then others were looking at me, curious about what I was sharing. God gave me the strength and courage to get through that moment. And when I finished, there were people there standing around me listening. A few people even wanted to talk or debate, but it was so encouraging that God would use me for his work. One of the last days of the trip, we went to an area of London known for being rough and dark. Rather than speak that day, I felt led to stay in the background and pray. I got to see the power of God firsthand. It was pouring down rain, but the students shared their best gospel presentations yet, and the worship team led so well that people stopped to listen in the rain. Even with the odds stacked against us, God moved and used our team to boldly share the gospel. That was the moment I felt, without a doubt, God showing me that he could use me for way more than I thought he could, even through something as simple as prayer. When we returned from the trip, I started to feel conviction about the things I was chasing in life: money, comfort, and security. One morning, I accepted a job offer that would allow us to live comfortably. But later that morning, I also got a call from Pastor Wayne at FaithBridge, who offered me a job. The job sounded great, but the pay difference was about a 50% pay cut. Eric and I talked about it, we prayed about it, and the Lord put Luke 5:5 on our hearts, where Simon says, "Lord, at your will, I will drop down the nets." We realized we needed to trust God and take a leap of faith. Or, as we talked about this past weekend, there was no holding back. Just as the disciples had laid down their cloaks, I needed to lay down my plans for our life and the financial security I desired. I accepted the job offer at FaithBridge, and quickly, I had to learn how to release control of our finances. But God continues to bless and provide for us. Just as the disciples laid down their cloaks, I had to learn to lay down my desires for my life. I had to trust God. Friends, I invite you to consider what it looks like to lay down your cloak. And as you step into this next prayer moment, ask God to show you how He can use you to help move the kingdom forward.
Thank you so much for that strong word, Roberto. It's amazing to see the way that you have chosen to follow Christ and to not hold back. I love the way that you talked about Jesus being at eye level. Even though He calls us to hard things, He is still with us. And that's so encouraging.
With that encouragement, we now enter the first step of our walk by worshiping. This is a song we sang last Sunday. Wherever you are, would you sing along or simply allow these words to fill your heart?
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. So heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like You have loved. Break my heart for what breaks Yours. Everything I am for Your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Now we'll enter the ask portion of our prayer. Today we'll be praying for three areas: personal renewal, our communities, our city. First, let's pray for personal renewal. As Holy Week begins, ask God to give you space for rest and reflection on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Now let's pray for our community. Ask the Lord to renew the strength of those in your congregation who are walking through suffering. Pray for supernatural peace, faith, and contentment that enables them to bless His name even in the midst of their own suffering. Finally, let's pray for our city. ask God to demonstrate how living and active His Word truly is, piercing hearts across the city and calling many to new life in Christ.
Now we enter a time of listening. Prayer is a dialogue. We want to make space for God to speak. Ask Him now to speak to your heart through scripture, a prompting, or a burden for someone in your life. Let's pray together. Father, we come into stillness before You, just as Jesus did. Your word says that Your sheep hear Your voice. You are the Good Shepherd. Speak, Lord, for Your servant is listening. Thank You, Lord, for meeting us in the quiet moment. To conclude our time of listening, we'll now pray an ancient prayer, one that believers have prayed for generations. Lent reminds us that we are a part of a long heritage of faithful Christians who have walked with Jesus before us. This is the prayer of serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking, as He did, the sinful world as it is. Not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life, and supremely happy with Him forever and ever in the next. Amen.
And finally, we come to know, to be still and remember that God truly is God. Listen to these words from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this walk journey today and for being part of this season with us. This marks our final Lent podcast episode, and we're so grateful you've walked with us along the way. While there won't be a new episode next Wednesday, we look forward to worshiping with you this Sunday and encourage you to continue prayer walking as we light up the city this season. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you as you go about your day. Thank you for listening.